Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. At one point or another, most business owners have asked themselves, how do I get a small business loan? Getting a business loan can be intimidating. Even if you have narrowed down a lender, you might be confused about where to go from there, especially if this is your first time looking for financing. Luckily, I'm here to help. Figuring out how to get a business loan is as easy as these six steps. 1. Determine why you need a business loan. 2. Calculate how much debt you can afford. 3. Determine your eligibility. 4. Browse the different types of business loans and lenders. 5. Get your documents in order. And 6. Apply for and close your business loan. So let's go over each step in more detail. Number 1 is determine why you need a business loan. The first question you should ask yourself, and that every lender will ask you when you're trying to get a business loan: why? Some small business owners need working capital to cover a range of purposes. Others have a very specific need, like a certain piece of equipment. The reason you need the money will drive your choice of lender and loan type. So, you'll want to take some time to figure out why you need capital. This being said, you'll also want to remember that sometimes the lines between these loan purposes might blur a little. For instance, you might need capital to purchase equipment for the startup business you're getting off the ground. Or you might want to refinance existing debt, but also borrow additional funds for working capital. Many lenders work with borrowers who need business loans for multiple purposes. With this in mind, here are some common reasons why you might be looking to get a small business loan: to start a business, to buy a business, for day-to-day working capital, to cover cash flow gaps, to grow your business, for emergency spending, to finance an equipment purchase, and to refinance debt. Number 2 on the list is calculate how much debt you can afford. Once you've determined why you need financing, the next step to getting a small business loan is figuring out how much debt you can afford. Unfortunately, the amount of capital you want to meet your business's goals might necessarily match up with how much you can actually afford. This being said, if you take on too much debt financing, you could find yourself caught under a pile of debt that's difficult to get out of, hurting your business instead of helping it. On the other hand, of course, if you take in too little debt, you might end up missing opportunities. Therefore, you'll want to do the following in order to ensure that you can afford to get a business loan. Use a business loan calculator. A business loan calculator can be a helpful tool to help you get a better sense of how much debt you can afford ahead of time, and even more useful when you actually have a loan offer on the table. With a business loan calculator, you can estimate the monthly payment on your loan so that you can evaluate your cost of debt on a long-term basis and how this payment will or will not fit amongst your other expenses. To use the calculator, you'll need to plug in the loan's interest rate and term. You then can experiment with the loan amount and see how your monthly payment changes based on the size of the loan. With a business loan calculator, you can estimate your total loan cost. In other words, it's your loan amount, your interest rate, the time needed to repay, whether in months or years, and additional payments, which are optional. Remember, some lenders charge prepayment fees. This will give you your monthly payment. Multiply your monthly payment by the loan duration to get the total cost of the loan. Subtract that number from the amount of the loan, and you'll get your total interest cost. Then you can check your business profit and loss statement to determine if incoming revenue is enough to cover the monthly payment. You should also have a cushion to comfortably cover other business expenses. Next, you should check your debt service coverage ratio, DSCR. This is a number that small business lenders use to see whether or not you can afford to pay the loan back. To calculate your DSCR, you take your average monthly net income and divide it by your monthly loan payment. Ideally, you get a number above 1. That means you have enough cash on hand to cover your loan payments and have some left over for other expenses. If your DSCR is below 1, then you'll either need to find a way to increase your business's income or decrease your monthly payment. So you may have to request a smaller loan or qualify for a better interest rate. Another way to evaluate how much debt you can afford is to conduct a loan performance analysis. This process will allow you to see, after taking on a potential loan, how much you'll need to increase your revenue each year to break even and then become profitable. Once you've gone through the first two calculations, you now need to perform step 3, determine your eligibility for a loan. In other words, before you start a broad search, you'll want to take a look at your eligibility. This way you can determine what funding options you'll be likely to qualify for. So, what qualifications do business lenders typically look at? Here are 3 of the most important business loan requirements. 1. Time in business. Borrowers with at least 2 years in business will have the most affordable small business loans available to them, like long-term loans, bank loans, or SBA loans. If you have at least 1 year in business, you may not be able to qualify for the most competitive loan products, but you should still be able to qualify for a variety of options, particularly with online lenders. On the other hand, if you have less than a year in business, your options will be more limited. However, there are certain types of loans that are well suited for startup funding. 2. Annual revenue. Next, you'll want to look at your business finances. A second important eligibility factor in getting a business loan is your annual revenue. Overall, lenders will work with a variety of businesses in terms of this qualification. Lenders work with a variety of businesses in this regard. For instance, some companies will work with business owners who have only $25,000 in annual revenue. Other lending options, however, will require hundreds of thousands in annual revenue in order to qualify. Generally, if you have at least $100,000 in annual revenue, you'll be able to qualify for a wide variety of business loan products. And 3 is your personal credit score. Personal credit scores also play a large part in what business loans are available to business owners. As you can imagine, the higher the person's credit score, the better. Lenders want to see track records of on-time, full payments. Strong personal credit scores indicate that you can be trusted to pay back your debts. In other words, 700 or higher. With a strong score, you'll likely be able to shop top-tier lending products when looking for a business loan. This isn't to say there aren't business loans for bad credit available. They'll just be slightly more limited. Therefore, before you dive headfirst into a business loan search, you should know where your credit score stands. This way, you aren't considering options that aren't feasibly available to you. The 4th step in figuring out how to get a small business loan is to determine which loans to apply for. A decade ago, your local bank was the only place you could really go if you had a small business and needed a loan. Now there are many more options. So you'll need to decide which type of business loan meets your financing needs and make sure you can qualify. Then find the right lenders to apply with. Ultimately, you'll want to compare multiple different options of the same type, considering factors such as interest rates, terms, amounts, fees, etc., to find the best deal for your business. At the top of the list is bank loans. Bank loans can be up to $500,000 with payment terms between 5 and 10 years with a 3 to 5% annual percentage rate. Bank loans are by far the most affordable loan option on the market. If you have an offer from a bank, you should probably take it. Wondering how you can get a business loan from a bank? Well, getting an offer from a bank can be a long and strenuous process. It could take between a few weeks to a month for a loan to go through. And it's difficult to qualify. Banks tend to transact in large loans, over $250,000, because it's not as profitable for them to underwrite small loans. You'll need a great personal credit score to qualify, at a bare minimum, usually 680 or better. Ideally, your business should be profitable and you should have personal or business assets that can serve as collateral. With that being said, it doesn't hurt to have a conversation with a banker to see if their bank will give you a loan. Sometimes small business owners find that local community banks and credit unions are more receptive than national banks. Why? Because they are more in tune with the local economy. However, if you need money fast, relying on a bank might not be the best way to get a business loan. And, as I said before, their applications can take several weeks to complete, and it could be weeks or months before you hear back from them. Almost all the recognizable national banks offer lending products. Wells Fargo, Chase, PNC, and TD are popular lenders among small business owners. Next up is the Small Business Administration loans, SBA loans. SBA loans are slightly more expensive than bank loans, but they are still very affordable and easier to qualify for than bank loans. There are SBA loans you can apply for online, making for an easier and faster loan process. With SBA loans, the Small Business Administration partially guarantees a portion of the long-term financing that banks and other SBA lenders make. The guarantee makes the loan less risky for the lender, so they are more likely to approve the borrower. The SBA also sets a maximum interest rate for these loans, and the rate ranges from 5 to 10%. Although SBA loans can still be tough to qualify for, there are programs designed to meet a variety of business needs. The 7(a) loan program is the SBA's most popular program. It offers loans up to $5 million that can be used for general working capital purposes. The SBA microloan program issues loans under $50,000 and is a great option for startups. Finally, the CDC 504 loan program is for commercial real estate and other capital-intensive purchases. If you have a good credit score between 640 to 670 plus, solid business financials, and at least 2 years in business, then you could be a good candidate for an SBA loan. As I said, the loans can go as high as $5 million, can range from 2 to 25 years, and have a variable rate based on the prime rate. These loans are for qualified businesses who can't qualify for a bank loan. Both national and smaller banks offer loans through a variety of SBA programs. The 504 company also helps business qualify for an SBA 504 loan. Then there are medium-term online loans. Medium-term loans are a faster online counterpart to the SBA loans and bank loans. Terms range from 2 to 5 years in length, and the rates are competitive, starting with a single digit and going to about 30%. Although this is roughly double the bank loan and the SBA loan rates, medium-term loans are often a much more practical option for small business owners. With these loans, you simply apply online, and you can get approved and have the funds in your account in fewer than 2 weeks, sometimes even as fast as a few days. Loan size range up to $500,000, so they're great for small and major business expenses. With this type of loan, you will need a credit score of 600+. If you're looking to get a business loan but can't qualify for one from a traditional bank or SBA, try a medium-term online banker. There are also short-term online loans. The repayment terms on short-term loans are just 3 to 18 months, and borrowers usually pay them back with daily or weekly repayments. Annual percentage rates can get very high on short-term loans, ranging anywhere from 10 to 80%, depending upon the lender and the borrower's credit profile. These high annual percentage rates, however, are the price you pay for convenience. Short-term lenders can approve and fund your loan very quickly, often as soon as the same day you apply. In addition, these lenders charge higher rates because they have more flexible eligibility requirements. Borrowers with just 1 year in business or weak credit scores can qualify. Loans can go as high as $250,000. PayPal and OnDeck are two of the top online lenders offering fast access to short-term capital at an affordable rate. The next business loan is a business line of credit. Business lines of credit are a very popular product among small business owners, and for good reason. They make a great safety net in case of emergency, offering a pool of capital that can act as a cushion on your cash flow. With a business line of credit, the lender approves you for a pool of funds that you can draw on whenever you need money for your business. You pay interest only on the money that you draw. Once you pay back what you draw, plus interest, those funds are available for you to use again. This works a lot like a small business credit card. You can find a good mix of lenders for business lines of credit. Some are more difficult to qualify for than others, and some are more expensive than others. Usually, business lines of credit can run up to as much as $250,000. They usually run for 2 years. The interest rates can be as low as 7% to as high as 25%. Expect the fact that you would need a credit score of 600 plus. Another way of obtaining a loan is through invoice financing. Invoice financing is a specific type of business funding product. It can be particularly useful for businesses that invoice other businesses. With invoice financing options, you can receive an advance of capital for your outstanding invoices, thereby smoothing out your cash flow while you wait for your customers to pay. In this arrangement, an invoice financing company advances you a certain percentage of the value of your outstanding invoice, usually 50 to 90%, holding the remaining amount in reserve. It should be noted that there will most likely be a processing fee for the loan. This fee usually runs about 3%. Each week it takes your customer to pay, the invoice financing company will charge what is called a factor fee on the reserve amount, usually about 1%. Once your customer pays, you'll get the remaining reserve amount minus any fees that the company charges. This business funding option tends to be easier to qualify for than, say, a term loan or an SBA loan because the invoices serve as collateral for the capital. Just remember, you will need a credit score of around 600 plus to be considered for this type of loan. Then there is obtaining cash through an equipment loan. Equipment financing is a great option for business owners who need to purchase new or used equipment but can't afford to pay for it all up front. With this option, lenders will loan you cash to cover the upfront cost of the equipment. Typically, you'll then pay back your equipment financing with fixed monthly payments with interest on top. Some lenders also offer equipment leases with monthly lower payments. Interest rates for this type of funding range from 4 to 40%. Since the equipment serves as collateral for the loan, it's relatively easy to qualify, even if you have a struggling credit history or low business revenues. You can receive equipment loans for almost any type of machinery or equipment, including commercial vehicles and trucks. The loans usually run for up to 6 years. The last type of loan is a merchant credit advance, an MCA. They are probably the easiest way to obtain a business loan, but they are also the most expensive product on the market. With a merchant cash advance, the merchant cash advance company purchases a portion of your future credit card sales. They advance you an amount of money, which you pay back with a small percentage of your daily credit card sales. These companies can usually move quickly and have the most flexible eligibility requirements of any online lender. MCAs can be the right product in specific situations, like for those with bad credit scores or little business history. But you should always ensure that there isn't a lower-cost loan you can qualify for first. You should always be aware that some MCA companies might quote their rates in a way that makes them seem more affordable than they actually are. Step number 5 is to gather your loan application documents. You've explored all of your options and determined the type of financing and potential lenders that will be best for your business. The next step of learning how to get a business loan is gathering the documents for your application. Overall, the specific documentation that will be required and the process you'll need to follow will be unique to the lender you're working with. However, almost every loan type and small business lender will require a few similar pieces of information. Additionally, it's important to note that typically, the harder it is to qualify for the loan, the more documents you will have to submit. Banks require the most documentation because they closely vet borrowers and approve only the most qualified. Their rates, however, are the most affordable on the market. On the other hand, Online lenders require less documentation. They have brought more technology to the application process and usually base their approval decisions on fewer pieces of information. With that being said, the best thing you can do at this point is to organize any and all documents in a single location, like a file on your computer. You'll also want to be prompt as possible when lenders request more documentation. This way, you can complete the application process and receive your loan more quickly. Again, although the list of requirements can vary significantly by lender, here is a list of information you'll commonly need to provide. Basic business information, your entity type, your address, your industry, your founding date, etc. Basic personal information about the applicant, as well as other owners. Business financial statements. Business bank statements. Personal and business tax returns. Personal and business credit scores. Existing debt schedules, if they're applicable. And business legal documents. And finally, step 6 is to complete your loan application. It is recommended that you don't apply for more than one or two loans at a time. Why? Because each lender will likely perform a hard pull on your credit history, and this can damage your credit score. There are also marketplaces online where your options are aggregated with just one single application. Once you submit your business loan application, either online or on paper, depending upon the lender will let you know if you've qualified. Then your loan enters underwriting, and the lender will review all your documents and verify all your information. If you pass underwriting, the lender will provide you with the loan agreement. Before signing the loan agreement, you should make sure you understand the terms of the loan, including any fees that will impact your annual percentage rate. Fees might include an application fee, origination fee, guarantee fee, which is for the SBA loans, credit report fee, prepayment fees if you repay the loan early, and late payment fees. You should make sure that the lender has answered all your questions regarding cost and loan structure. You might even consult with a business attorney or an accountant to review the agreement before closing on the loan. At the end of the day, learning how to get a business loan isn't always easy. However, if you take the time and effort necessary to get your personal and business financials in shape, your chances of getting a business loan, and a well-priced one at that, increase substantially. With this in mind, once you've prepared as well as you can and you're ready to start your search, remember to compare loans and lenders to ensure you're getting the best and most affordable loans available to your business. If you'd like more information about this show, or for that matter, any Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a business topic you would like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or past shows, you may contact me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.